four, three, two, one.
Welcome, my friend, to part four of the
one.
Okay, folks, we're going to do a recording about part four of Freedom Law School's Roots and History, and Freedom Law School and Freedom Church, but we're going to go over the future, future plans and development. So with that, we're going to start the live recording. Then I'm going to, afterwards, of course, do an answer question session to answer your questions. So with that, here we go. Welcome, my friends, to part four of Freedom Law School and Freedom Church's Roots and History. This part is on the future of Freedom Law School and Freedom Church. So here we are on September 17, 2020. I'm giving you a glimpse of what I see and sense and feel the future will hold, but of course the real history will be made in the upcoming years, and you actually could be involved in the future as it unrolls before our eyes. So I have to kind of summarize a little bit about the past of Freedom Law School to give you a perspective of the future. So as you remember, I was 6 years old in a school in Iran, in a Muslim nation, Jewish school, with a Jewish Muslim friend, born in a Jewish family, and a Christian friend, and thinking, hey, all of our religions tell us that only one of us has the right way to God, and the rest are going to go to basically either hell or not really the ideal up place because of our belief system, basically. In this book A, or book B, or book C, or any combination of some various books that supposedly came from God. So I wasn't happy about that, and I was unhappy with the fact that, you know, why people are being mean to each other. We all should be nice and loving, friendly, use our thinking, do our best intent to treat each other nicely, to work, do our part, to make world a better place where, you know, if everybody does their part, there is no reason for all the strife, all this, you know, terrible stuff happening. You know, people shouldn't steal, shouldn't, you know, hurt other people, murder, torture, being only selfish, thinking about their needs and their feelings and concerns, right? So that being the foundation of Freedom Law School, about how we should be with each other, how we should treat each other, and relate to each other, and how the government is not exempt from those rules of conduct and behavior, led to that foundation of Freedom Law School and Freedom Church. And so one of the books that I read that had a lot of clarity it brought for me was The Law by Frederic Bastiat, written in mid-1800s. Essentially, what Frederic Bastiat points out is the obvious, that since none of us has a right to steal from anybody else, even a group of us, whether it's 2 or 20 or 20 million of them, has no more right to steal or hurt other people or murder than we do. So the government is really just a collective action of each of us to protect and preserve us from other people violating our rights, violating our property. So, and if you have a 2 or 200 million people stealing from you, killing you, violating your rights, and they put a badge on their shoulder or chest. They're police or the president or governor or judge or some government official, legislature. That does not change the fact that what they did was murder, stealing, or violating you or your rights or property. So Bastier put that in a very clear way, explained. And you can find that law on internet, by the way, for free, available, many places to read it. But I prefer the audio version that Ed Griffin, I found the bootleg copy back in 1993. Ed Griffin did a very nice job of reading it on audio, and it was fun listening to it as I drove. So this is a video that is going to be linked below. You're going to see on this video, and you can click on that and read that, or listen to it, I should say. Okay? So check that out. Also, before 1996 and early 90s, I read some material from Lysander Spooner, the great lawyer, freedom thinker, again, of mid-1800s of America. And he was the most incisive man on many issues. And two of my favorite books, by the way, this is a collection some of his best books, this Lysander Spooner Reader, and which is no longer in print, I don't think, unfortunately. But you can find his books online. Also at freedomchurch.org, which we are in the process of getting back from a squatter. We have the works of Lysander Spooner and many other good material on there for you to read, and inspirational and reasoning and intelligent books to understand nature of truth. And right and wrong, and our rights, and freedom. So the book that got my attention within this book, this is actually multiple books in here, is one called No Treason, the Constitution of No Authority. And the other one is The Science of Law of Justice, speaking about natural law and natural freedom. So I read later on one of his best books, An Essay on Trial by Jury, which was quite fascinating. But the other first two books I mentioned gave me a much clearer understanding of what really is the real law, is natural law and natural justice given to us by our Creator. We were born with it. We're all born with rights. And that can only be taken away lawfully, rightfully by our Creator, which, of course, is we're part of the whole creation ourselves. And that is designed, for our presence on earth to be ending in its own at the time. And again, I knew that there was a lot of stuff I didn't know, I didn't understand. And I knew that in time I would come to know and come to understand. So put that together, I focused in Freedom Law School because that's more concrete here and now, where answers could be easily obtained by reading books of others, whereas the creation and where we come from and where we're going is a much more complex issue that since beginning of humanity has been subject to research, discovery, debate, and disagreements. So I realize that that's going to come to me a lot more in the future. So let me talk about Freedom Law School a little bit more now, and I'll get back to Freedom Church. So with Freedom Law School, again, to summarize, from 1996, where I started Freedom Law School, 1998, 3 years, I taught classes. From 1998 to 2001, I did seminars across the country for about 3.5 years. In 2001 till present day, 2020, I focused on freedom packages to give people more complete tools of freedom, not just education, but assistance, consultation, letter writing, responses, to get the IRS thieves, the government thieves off of your back so you can live and breathe free in safety, calmness, happiness, while we work with each other to restore freedom and, you know, peace and prosperity and joy for everybody. However, the ways to really get this going out there in a more bigger way, the tools and the structure was not in place. I believe the structure and the knowledge is in place now to have Freedom Law School really take off and accomplish its intended goals and visions, which I had, which is to get rid of this income tax slavery system and to get rid of this money system with the banks. Literally create money out of thin air and they lend it out to the whole world, governments, people, companies, and charge interest and suck the production, the hard work, sweat and tears of the American people and the world. The system is not the way it was meant to be. We want to get rid of that, so that we don't have the poverty that we have, the strife, the wars, over people fighting over, I need your stuff to be comfortable. And they want to steal and kill to have more for themselves. So not only are the freedom packages more complete, more choices available from the Quick Start Freedom Package, Beginner's Freedom Package, Simple and Royal Freedom Package, but also the Freedom Opportunity Program, where now you can be partners with Freedom Law School in taking our education and our message out there. And you can be rewarded so well that you could put your energies part-time or full-time into promoting the educational material and the tools and environment and the family structure that Freedom Law School and Freedom Law School's Freedom Packages provide. So that's why, you know, I've changed the program where up to 50% of the first year referral, 50% of whoever pays to join our Freedom Packages or even courses, you will get that for referring people to Freedom Law School if you become a Freedom Ambassador. Get one of our Simple or Royal Freedom Packages and you get that. Now, of course, anybody can refer to us from down the street, and even that person could get paid 25% by referring somebody to us. You know, become a being a freedom advocate. From a freedom advocate, anybody can refer us to other people to a freedom ambassador, where it's going to get double for speaking about our educational material, our inspiration material, you know, to people, to for people not to live in fear. You don't have to live in fear. False evidence appearing real. That's what fear is. Ignorance brings about fear. whereas knowledge and wisdom brings you freedom. And if you love the truth, love the knowledge, you will find the truth. You'll love it further, and you have the freedom and prosperity and the further joy that you want to have and you want to be able to share and share with more people. Remember, love's opposite is not hate, it's fear. And ignorance, deception causes fear. And the truth will bring freedom and love. So I believe that, and I feel that the program is in place. The structures are in place for you to be able to hold hands with Freedom Law School. We can work together. And you are really, every one of you watching this, you are the outside of the home office part of Freedom Law School, accomplishing what we all want to set up. Freedom from slavery. Freedom from oppression, from injustice, from the robbery of the banks to the American people and the government to, you know, through the, it's really Satan, IRS, and other evil entities. So what I invite you to do is to go to Freedom Law School's website. Here we go, folks. Here it is. Freedom Law School's website. And check out the course packages of Freedom Law School, okay? When you click on that, you see all these come up. And just examine them for yourself more closely, what they are, the differences and benefits of each of them. And start anywhere you can, feels comfortable for you. Everybody wants the Royal Freedom Package. But if you, your finances do not allow for that, you can make that with a payment plan or get one of the more, you know, lower level programs and upgrade later on to the Royal Freedom Package. And then we work with you on that. Call us. And then, of course, the Freedom Opportunity Plan is the very last item here. And you see the Freedom Opportunity Plan has its own page. Take your own time to study it, but there's going to be a video made, which will be a link at the bottom of this video to explain to you how to take advantage of a freedom opportunity, how you are right now a freedom advocate, okay? But you want to become a freedom ambassador, an ambassador of freedom, love and prosperity and peace. Get it out to other people. There'll be more on this issue. You can study it for yourself and start doing it. And our phone number, folks, is there for you if you're serious to call us. The reason we put our phone number everywhere out there, area code 813-444-4800, is because Freedom Law School does not believe in hiding behind some texting or email or messaging system. You know, it's very cold, you know, overly formal. We prefer the warmth of connecting with you. And together, we can love and work with each other and accomplish a lot more of our mutual freedom goals together. So call us if you can give any assistance with you. We'll send you, you know, freedom education material, like our freedom catalog, to share with other people if you want to. We send you audio CD materials like this, the audio CD of The Law by Frederic Bastiat, no charge. There's another one on banking by Ed Griffin on the Federal Reserve Money System. We'll send it out to you. America, Freedom to Fascism, great documentary about the income tax, the Federal Reserve, and how they want to enslave American people, and more. You just, the tools are there for you. So what I see happening long term is that the IRS is an entity which is getting destroyed from the inside. It's literally falling apart from the inside, because big bureaucracies do not work. They're inefficient, and they corrupt, and they're lazy. Bad people, lazy people, people with bad moods, emotional problems, mental problems, bad attitudes, they stay. Good people are driven out. So they don't produce anything. They don't function. I mean, they do, but the production level, it goes down more and more over time. The efficiency goes more and more over time. Okay. Congress gives them a lot more work as if they're gods, and they're not. So they're distracted doing all kind of different stuff. And the computer systems are falling apart because they're running on COBOL, which is a 1970s-based computer program. They have not updated their computer systems from 1970s COBOL to today. And they cannot do that now. They're keeping that system alive by hook or crook. And money is not the issue. Congress can allocate 10 times more money. They still cannot solve the nature of the beast. And same thing happened to the former communist Soviet Union. And it collapsed in 1989 when it was a great empire. From 1919 to 1989, for 70 years, it grew to be a great, powerful empire and the largest mass land empire in the whole history of the earth was the communist former Soviet Union. Now, this American system is going on longer, the income tax scam fraud, but it will end. At the same time, the Federal Reserve System is in it, although it's getting us into cashless society, that's what they're trying to do. Eventually, it will lead to a system, I believe, where the banking system will, of its own weight, also collapse. Although I don't quite see that one yet, how it's going to happen. Maybe the banking system is meant to be, because we're always going to get robbed by somebody. From the caveman to a local village thief or bully, to kings, to money masters. But I just don't see it being the same way. And the answers for that will come more clear. But the income tax is one. Right now, for example, the Federal Reserve System this year and the federal government have lent out and created over $3 trillion so far with this coronavirus plandemic hoax hysteria. By the time Ronald Reagan became president, I remember, early 80s, the federal budget deficit add up to the whole history of the United States, almost 200 years to $1 trillion. Now in 1 year, the federal government is borrowing over three times that. And it's just getting warmed up. They want to do another coronavirus, bailout coming up. Here we are toward the end of 2020. And this trend of borrowing money out of thin air is going to continue. And it's, in a way, it is borrowing from ourselves, and it's not. It's a deliberately a very complex system they created. I understand it to a fair degree because I studied economics and finance when I was in California State University. And afterwards, through books of patriots, I was able to put all that knowledge together to know how the corrupt system works. And it's going to develop. But this slavery of humankind, it's got to go. Because the technology, the technical scientific of knowledge of man in 2020 versus 1820, 200 years ago. Can you think about that? From the time that Thomas Jefferson was still alive, it's drastically, vastly improved. But the reason we're not more better off is because they're sucking our wealth in an invisible way, the international banks, the money system. We don't realize it. The game is rigged. So exposing that scam is going to be a big thing. I plan to focus more on that. So again, those are some visions and ideas that I have about how to make it go. But the other aspect of it is, folks, we don't get to live here forever. I don't. Okay, so I'm looking for good people still to eventually take my place at Freedom Law School and Freedom Church. Who that will be, well, we'll see. Okay, maybe that person, I haven't even met those people yet. One or more people. But this quest for truth and freedom and prosperity, love, and joy, it's going to go on. It doesn't end. It will go on, and somebody needs to keep the work going. There's a lot of information, a lot of education that Freedom Law School has gathered, and who knows when 50, 100 years from now or longer, it develops into something even bigger that I did not envision now. However, the other aspect of all this is what comes after we all pass away from this life. Where do we go? You know, I always knew that there was a creator that created the whole universe, life from bacteria, virus, to every blade of grass, every ant, and all living beings, including humans. Everything is so vast, so complex, yet so interconnected. We now know from a matter is made out of light, and light becomes matter. Light and sound waves become eventually, when they get concentrated into electrons, protons, neutrons, atoms, molecules who created our bodies and the earth and the universe, and go back into it. And the all-powerful, intelligent, loving God that created everything, in my view, is so much more loving and powerful and intelligent than any of these books that are out there that claim to know the answers. They all try to get you some of the answers. We all will try to get some of the answers. And I don't think we ever know the answers, all of it. We still keep discovering more. Like the science of creation and life. But for me, about a year ago, I had by accident or revelation, some things came to my life. They gave me a whole different perspective and understanding than I had before. And I'm going to bring it to you on my screen. What I had done, what I had discovered is online. Let me bring it up to your screen first. Is I came across a thing called near-death experience, folks, okay? And here it is. So I came across this thing called the near-death experience, you see on my screen, of Jeff Olson, okay? And so this is quite an eye-opening presentation about a man. Here it is, Jeff Olson. who, I guess I'll give you a summary of it from my perspective, who through a car accident unintentionally ended up killing his wife, toddler, and himself was extremely damaged, multiple ways, serious ways, near death. And he literally went to the other side and saw his wife in perfect shape talking to him,
to her.
End up seeing his own toddler baby and holding him, feeling his breath, feeling his warmth as if he was here. And everything on the other side was much more concentrated and powerful and real, feeling, touching, smelling, seeing light, hearing sound than on this earth. Kind of like watching our present day 4K videos, compare that to a 1940s black and white blurry television. That kind of an immense, sharp experience. So it was very touching for me because he felt bad. He felt guilty that he ended up killing his wife, baby toddler. And he was expecting to be judged for his actions. Like, you know, many of the holy books out there tell us that we'll be judged by God for our actions. And he was beginning to judge himself very much for what he had unwittingly done. But the God or the angel that showed up held him, loved him, and he felt the love like the love you've never, ever felt before. He never had experience of feeling total, complete, unconditional love like he had at that time. And he felt this presence telling him that there's nothing to forgive. Everything is imperfect. I'm going to leave you with that. And I'm going to leave you with what are the implications of that kind of understanding, knowledge about what life here is about, where we come from, where we're going. To me, it was quite fascinating. Okay, quite enlightening. So I believe many of you will find this experience of Jeff Olson very inspiring, like I did. There was another one that I saw also that I felt that many of you may connect with this one better. And that is this neurosurgeon, a brain surgeon named Eben Alexander. He was literally a brain surgeon who had a total brain breakdown, okay, and basically his brain was just total and shambles disaster. He would not recover ever, or if he did, he would be complete vegetable. And miraculously, as you can see on the video, he's perfectly healed. He talks and shares his experience. So he's a little bit more of a thinking experience, where Jeff Olson's experience was more, to me, was more feeling, a heart experience. So you judge which one will connect with you better. So I felt that I believe that these experiences came to me at this time to give me a different perspective. And I plan to do a lot more finding out about what we're doing here. Now, why are we not able to win the war on freedom like we believe we should, because we're telling the truth. We're doing the loving thing, the right thing, the good thing. Why? Well, a lot of answers will come as we go through. But You know, and it also reminds me and all of us that life is more than all this material goods that we see us. It is nice that we have the comforts of life and don't go hungry, don't get sick and pain, and they're very important. But even hunger and sickness and pain and even strife have their own purposes for us to learn from these mistaken experiences that we experience in life. They all have their own purpose. Exactly why, I don't have all the answers. But as I discover them and they make sense for me, I'll share them with you. And we'll put them at Freedom Church, a website, freedomchurch.org, which a squatter has gotten right now. We're in the process of retrieving it. And so we put it out there for you guys. And we're going to realign and restructure our website in some major ways that I have not done for many years as well. So folks, if you find that interesting, you want to be part of that, folks, I'll reach out my hand and my heart to you. And let's see what we can do together. Let's join together, because I believe we're all already one. We are like waves in the ocean that all affect each other, connect to each other, touch each other. But all the waves in the ocean already one. We already one humanity, even one experience. Okay. Well, that's it, folks. That's all I can tell you. I haven't seen the future. Don't know it. That was the best I could give you right now in September 2020 about Freedom Law School, Freedom Church's future, and many more. Who knows, other auxiliaries or parts of Freedom Church will also over time develop. Freedom Law School has been the biggest part of Freedom Church so far, but I'm sure that will develop and change as well as things over the years will open up for all of us. All these hair, you see white hair, used to be all jet black when I started in the 1996, but things will change. One day will be all white, and I'll have a lot more wisdom to share with you, hopefully. Okay, let's go to your questions now on YouTube and comments, and we have on Blog Talk Radio. Hopefully it's working tonight, and you can get your questions answered. You have the numbers on your screen to ask questions on Blog Talk Radio. 657-383-1755, and then push 1 on your telephone pad, and I'll be notified you have a question, and I will answer your question for you on this live recording. So meanwhile, I'm going to go to your question and comments on YouTube and Facebook. Well, Mr. JP Tag 33 says, dude, I found out all this stuff like 14 years ago. Thanks for all help. It's my pleasure, my friend. Thank you. Okay. Mark Kress says, I found out 30 years ago. Kudos to you, Mark. I guess you've been at it longer than me. Officially, that is. Okay. Let's see. All right. I got a thumbs up from Jose. So, folks, I didn't have much else planned out tonight to share with you guys, but I will have more coming up in the future weeks. This in the summertime where things are slow, I tend to do these other ones that are not as popular, these recordings. We're going to start in January, do a lot more of the popular videos and topics. People want to know about basics of income tax and so forth. So, but I'm going to start now that fall is here, start putting some more practical questions. In fact, next week I plan to talk about trusts, talk about common law trusts, sovereign trusts, pure trusts, Patriot Trust, non-statutory trust, or any combination of these names you might have heard. somebody was asking me on internet, hey, isn't just getting a common law trust the solution to all this income tax problems and issues? By texting. And I told this gentleman, look, I cannot text the answer like that for you. The answer is no. And I'm going to give you a detailed explanation how and why and what you can do, consider, should do about all these various trusts that in the freedom movement for decades have been promoted out there for everybody to use supposedly to solve their problems. So I'll talk about that topic next week, and I'm going to thank and love every one of you that's listening live tonight. And I'll be back with you another Thursday night, next Thursday night, with another edition of Freedom Law School's Weekly Freedom Hour. Good night, everybody. How many people did we have on the call?